Hi, this is Paul Merriman. I'm the founder of the Merriman Financial Education Foundation, and I know that many of you have joined me along, by the way, with the Bainbridge Community Foundation to build our knowledge about investing and dealing with all of the important financial topics that that we know can make our life better. And we've got a new series coming up, and I want there to be a couple things you're thinking about when I tell you about the series. Number one, I'm hoping as you listen to the information about each one of these speakers and topics that you'll go put it on your calendar. And in the case of the ones that are with BCF, there's an opportunity for you to go sign up on the BCF page. That will be right in the notes to this audio file. I also would like you to be thinking of questions as I come to each of these topics. I'll either be describing the information myself, or I'll have a special guest, and I'll talk about those special guests in just a few minutes, and I'll be asking them questions. So if you want to know more on any of these topics than what I mentioned, Paul at paulmerriman.com. Just drop me an email and I'll put that question on my list. Now, let's get down to the upcoming events here, because I'm hoping that at least one of these is going to be of interest. Now, the reason I say at least one of these is because we're doing something a little different this year. What we're doing is we're talking to the people who are 20 to 40 in one group. We're talking to people who are 40 to 65 in another presentation. And then we're going to deal with the people who are, let's say, at the retirement age. And finally, we'll have a piece all about Social Security. So let me give you a quick background on each of these presentations. We are starting on March 22nd. I'll be doing a presentation to the Bainbridge Island Senior Community Center from 1:30 to 2:30. And that, of course, will be online. And the title of that is What You Need to Know About Investing in ESG Funds. Those are funds that focus on companies that are involved in the environmental or the social or the governance aspects of how they treat their clients, how they treat their shareholders. We'll dig into that. And here are the things that I want you to learn. First, I want you to understand what these funds are and how are they different from conventional funds. And are they expected to get returns as good as the conventional mutual funds or ETFs? And what kinds of companies are in each one of these ESG funds? And then the big question, ESG index managed or ESG actively managed? What are the implications? And it's not just about stocks. What about bonds? How about ESG bond funds? How is their performance and how are they different? And I want to help you select the best performing ESG stock and bond funds. So I'll be sharing my favorite list. And then I want to show you how you might mix the ESG funds with conventional index funds for even better long-term returns. And in the notes, you're going to find the link to that upcoming Zoom presentation on March 22nd. And again, that's from 1:30 to 2:30. And then we have coming up on March 30th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. I will make a presentation really aimed at not just the first-time investor, but the person in their 20s and their 30s. So it's the financial, in fact, the smart financial steps in your 20s and 30s. And I will be making that presentation. I'll speak for about 60 minutes. Then I'll take about 30 minutes of questions. Again, email me, paul at paulmerriman.com, if you already know the questions you've got. But what I'm going to be focusing on is what are these big decisions you make to get on the the path of long-term successful in investing. That's my focus, mostly on investing. I'm going to cover the three keys to successful long-term investment. I'm going to talk about how to tell if you're on course to meet your goals and how to select the best performing mutual funds and exchange traded funds. I'll also talk about the pros and cons of ESG. I won't spend an hour on it, but I'll spend enough time that I think if it's of interest to you, that you'll understand why it might be or should be. I'll also talk about target date funds, the pros and cons of robo-advisors. Plus, I'm going to have a link there to three free books on investing for the investors in their 20s and their 30s. Again, March 30th, and you can go to BCF and you can sign up for that event. And then on April 6th, this one, I'll have a great guest, Tom Koch, who is the co-host of Talking Real Money and the regional director of Appella Wealth. And his topic, his title is Saving, Investing, and Planning, Getting Ready for Your Third Act. I guess Act One is about getting an education. Act Two is about building a career. And Act Three is about the retirement. So what we're going to be talking about is getting ready to retire, not in retirement. We'll be talking for ages basically 40 to 65. We're going to discuss how to build a low-cost diversified portfolio. We're going to talk about the key asset classes that you should have in that portfolio, how to avoid the costly mistakes as you near retirement. And he'll give you his best ETF list. I know, by the way, that I'm going to be asking about the questions that will fit into his 40 to 65. I want to know how much do you need to retire? I want to know some of the rules of thumb that investors follow, and do they make sense or don't they? How to catch up without taking too much risk? And I'm talking to people who just haven't saved enough, but now they know they got to get serious. What do you do? And what are some great ways to save more money? So join Tom Koch, myself, and that, again, will be on April 6th. And again, that title is Saving, Investing, and Planning, Getting Ready for the Third Act. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to working with truly one of the all-stars in the industry, Christine Benz, who's the Director of Personal Finance and Retirement Planning at Morningstar. And her topic, she's going to take on those who are ages 65 and beyond, making the smartest financial moves in retirement. And boy, I got a lot of questions for her, and I hope you'll send me some of your questions. Again, paul at paulmerriman.com. But here's what she's going to be talking about. She's going to be talking about how much you can safely spend per year in retirement. What is the sensible stock bond mix for your retirement portfolio? And how to address long-term care so that it doesn't decimate your finances. She will discuss critical issues such as when an annuity might make sense or some of the big financial mistakes that that new retirees make. And I've got my list of questions too. I want to know, does the 4% distribution rule still apply? And how to decide which accounts to take your distributions, taxable, tax deferred, etc. And a common question I get from folks, what do you do? How do you invest that money that is you get from a required minimum distribution, but you don't need it? I want to ask her that. Now, I am sorry to say, I'm sorry to say that I'm not going to be there myself for the last of our series, and that is on April 20th, and I know it's going to be well attended because this is one of the most popular topics that we've had in the past, and we'll continue to update as things change. But this one, we're going to have Mary Beth Franklin back again this year. She is one of the leading experts on Social Security and Medicare, and the title is How to Maximize Your Social Security for Everyone, April 20th. Again, this is going to be a 4:30 to 6, and I'm happy to say that Jim Hopper is going to be taking over for me on that one, but she is going to be talking about how do you maximize Social Security benefits, and how do the recent changes possibly impact you? She will always talk about full retirement age and what it really means, and along with how to solve some of the funding challenges for Social Security. I know I'm going to leave some questions for Jim that are on my mind because I get these questions. The difference between survivor and spousal benefits and what you can do to maximize each. And what are the benefits for the non-working spouse? What steps should a couple take to maximize the payout to that non-working spouse? And of course, big common mistake, and that's the timing of when to take Social Security, particularly as the low-income provider. So I want to know what's the mistake and what should the guidance be. So there you go. Guidance to those people who would like information on Social Security, ESG funds, first time to the 20s and the 30-year-old investors, what should they be doing? What should you be doing if you're in that 40 to 65 category? And finally, we have the question about what do we do for retirees? So each of us are going to be dedicated to helping a very specific group of people. I hope you will join us. I hope you will invite children in the family that are old enough to take on this information, friends and others that you think might benefit. This is, I believe, our 8th year, and it is great fun. It's great fun now that we can share it with the local community at the same time as we share it outside of our community. So join us, and I look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to your questions, paul@paulmerriman.com. Thank you.